Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, personality type, shiur number 3. Last shiur, we talked about the first two letters, the I and the E. There are 8. Today, we're going to talk about 2 more additional letters. One is called S, which means sensation or sensing, and N, which means intuition or intuitive. This pair of letters have to do whether you prefer to focus on S, which is sensing, which is practicable, tangible, sensory objects, or N, intuitive, which is intangible, non-sensory realm. To make sure we don't get confused, to understand that sensing and intuitive are new to many people, and in addition, the word intuitive, the N stands for intuition. I was already used when we talked about introversion. So you have to remember that. So sometimes you have to really just remember that N means intuition, while I means to be introverted. Or to know as N meaning is non-sensory realities beyond the physical senses. So let's talk about it this way. The S, which is sensing, is people that are very attached to the 5 senses that we use to gather information. And those are the sensing types. While those who rely mostly on insights, on instinctual knowledge, on perceptions, inspirations, ideas, they are called N or intuitives. The sensing types present 75% of the U.S. population. Again, with Orthodox Jews, it seems to be there is more, there's still more sensing types, but there's a lot of intuitive types. We'll talk about S now. If you're a sensor, you're concerned with what's seen, heard, touched, bought, sold. It's touch, smell, sight, hearing, taste, everything that's tangible, more grounded, down to earth, common sense. An S, a sensor or sensation. They enjoy working with things, instruments, tools, nature. They're not really in close communication with their unconscious self. They don't really care much about unconscious motivations. They enjoy, for example, working with their hands. Whether the field is medicine, engineering, or building, or baking, or banking, or gardening, makes no difference. They enjoy gathering solid facts, solid figures, historical facts, financial data, facts in a person's life. So the idea, the desire of an S, of a sensor, is for involving and being mastery, having mastery in the concrete physical world. S's are more accurate in observing and noticing details of what exists. N's, intuitives, see more possibilities. If you are a sensor, then you probably prefer specific answers to specific questions. Let's say when you ask someone the time, 3:52, you get irritated if they say a little before 4 or whatever it is. A sensor likes to concentrate on what they're doing at the moment. They don't worry about the next moment. More so, they'd rather do something now than just simply think about it. And they also find satisfactory feelings regarding jobs that have tangible results. For example, as much as you may hate housekeeping, you'd rather clean your office than just think about where your career is headed. You also believe if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And you'd rather work with facts and figures, like we said, rather than ideas and theories. You get frustrated when people don't give you clear instructions. If someone, for example, says, here's the overall plan, we'll take care of the details later, is something that you don't really like. You don't like vague guidelines. You need specific, tangible guidelines. You're literal mostly in using your words. Are you serious? Are you joking? You find it easier to see the individual trees than the forest. That's a good muscle. The S's, the sensors, tend to see the individual trees. The N's, the intuitives, see the overall picture. S's at work are happy to focus on their own job. They're not that concerned about the bigger picture. They overall have a mastery over the physical world, wheeling and dealing. They possess mastery of their body, of instruments, of tools. A high-level S may be a surgeon or a lawyer or a homemaker that beautifully manages their large family and has the multiple skills to do though to be able to do so with great success. The intuitives are different. Ends. They're dominant in only 25% of the U.S. population, generally speaking. In the Orthodox Jewish world, it seems to be a little more than that, but they're still a minority. Now, Ends have the same five senses as S does, but they also have this extrasensory dimension, which makes abstract intangibles real to them, just like the tangible world is to the S. The real world of an N, of an intuitive, is the realm of ideas, of spirit, of philosophy, of fantasy, of meanings, of inner relationships, of symbols, of imagination, of probabilities. They have a quick grasp of complex material related to their field of interest, although they may be slower in other areas. They worry. Many people that are very strong Ns or intuitives are concerned about existential questions, about the meaning and purpose of life, even as a young child. They're intellectually and academically inclined more than the S's are. The S's tend to be more practical, more down to earth. For example, S's sensors don't like having to deal with intangibles, which is the N world of ideas, theories, and possibilities. Because an S's sense of security is based on concrete proof that their opinions are true and correct. And S's don't feel secure in the world of an N. They need more that down-to-earth practical grounding. N's are like the scholars, the poets, the literary geniuses. But on the other hand, they are the types who tend to escape from the world, walk in a daze, even though their ideas are brilliant. If you're an N, if you're an intuitive, then you tend to think about several things at once. You're often accused by friends or colleagues of being absent-minded. You find the future and the possibilities of the future more intriguing than frightening. You're more excited about where you're heading as opposed to where you are. You don't like boring details. You feel that's redundant. You feel time is relative. You like figuring out how things work just for the sheer pleasure of doing so. You're prone to puns and word games and quotations and analogies, and you find yourself seeking connections and interrelationness behind most things rather than just accepting them as face value. You always ask, what does this mean? What does that mean? You tend to give general answers to most questions. And again, you most people have both preferences. They have a little bit of both. But everyone has some sensing characteristics and has some intuitive ones. It's natural for people to perceive things differently. So the idea is like this. An N, an intuitive, sometimes it's hard for them to be forced into circumstances where they have to go into the S or sensing world. Highly creative, intelligent people still sometimes are forced to work on mundane jobs. Or you have an N or an intuitive mother of young children that they need that creative outlet. They love their children, but they get bored or understimulated because they need that outlet of expression. And we'll talk later about when an N and an S marry each other. It comes with some challenges, but when you're aware of it, it's easy. It's a lot easier to adapt and to work with. If you're an N young mother and you tell them just be happy with taking care of your kids and this and that, they'll feel something missing, because for an intuitive, that's like telling them to be happy with a diet of bread and water. They'll survive, but they won't find it satisfying. And S's, sensors, don't really understand what's the big deal. You're doing everything you need to do. This is all you need to do. It's beautiful. N's are missing something. They're in a painful state because they always want to be creative and they don't have that expression sometimes. N's and S's talk in different languages. An S, a sensor, the down-to-earth person, tends to take things literally. The N, the intuitive person, talks figuratively, sometimes with symbols, sometimes with deeper meanings of what they say. S's are more grounded in physical reality, and N's may be defensive very often. about that, that they are sort of out of the picture in that sense. So here are the major differences. S's are more like earthlings down to earth. N's are more like extraterrestrials. Why? Because S's are more better at dealing with the physical. N's, intuitives, are more comfortable with the metaphysical, the philosophical. S's, sensors, see things much more simply. N's live in a more complex, multidimensional, and multifaceted world. This has nothing to do with intelligence, by the way. Sensors that think more simply or more concrete and down to earth, they could be brilliant, and they do things in brilliant ways. But N's have that complexity that S's don't have. S's are more concerned with the visible world, with the physical health, with food, clothing, furnishings. N's work mostly on the focus on the intangibles, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual. They don't like routine chores, generally speaking. S's on the actual, N's on ideas, dreams, and theories, and hunches and possibilities. S's with the practical and sensible, and that's how they use their information, while N's intuitives amass knowledge for their own sake, whether it's useful or not, just simply to understand things. S's are more concerned with the here and now, with the present, with external form, function. N's intuitives hear overtones. They see between the lines. They feel unexpressed needs. S's are less in touch with their unconscious motivation, less concerned about inspiration, less ingenious. They may have a lot of artistic talent. There's no question they may have that. But they're far more better adapted at dealing with the physical world. S's are much more patient with routine details. They don't like complex situations. They like usually precision work, step-by-step approaches. N's reach conclusions quickly, and they are more impatient. When it comes to Frumkeit, when it comes to religion, in terms of religion, S's, which are sensors, have a better edge as far as keeping practical down-to-earth mitzvahs. But they need to constantly work on themselves to elevate themselves above the material world. N's, on the other hand, they struggle more with keeping practical mitzvahs, but their upside is that they have a very strong ability to bring a spirituality down here to physical reality. They're inspired by deeper meaning, by mystical implications, and they find that very, very significant. N's seem to be non-standard people. They often feel ashamed or defensive, like there's something wrong with themselves. If they don't understand their special quality, they'll agonize over their failure to fit in, because S's are very comfortable in their physical environment, sensors are. But N's have difficulty with that. N's, however, their weakness is they do need grounding. They need that S activity. They need to live in this world. Otherwise, they become dreamy. They become very impractical. Their N's very often have trouble functioning in their everyday life. They sometimes feel disoriented. They sometimes feel overwhelmed or confused when they're forced to deal with the S down-to-earth practical world. So that is really... Here's an N struggle as an example. An intuitive would say, I never felt that I belonged anywhere. It seemed strange and uncomfortable for me that I was in this world, sometimes trapped in my body. I could walk out on the street and wonder where I am, which reality I belong to. I was just fine when I was teaching. I managed beautifully, but then I feel so disoriented when I was out of my element. And now I understand these types. I realize that I must be in an S reality, a sensing reality. Like when I go shopping, I have to deal with certain people. I have to switch my thinking and pay more attention to the physical realities and use my sensing skills like patience for routine details and step-by-step procedures. And now I don't find myself getting spaced out as much. So it is difficult for an intuitive, especially if they're also an introvert, if they're withdrawn and quiet, to deal with the practical world. An N in an S world, we live in an S world. We have to deal with practical things. An N has trouble doing this. It comes easier and more natural to an S. As an N, as an intuitive, it'll be harder for them to deal with S activities like cooking and baking and cleaning and shopping because they're a creative person. And if they don't have time to write or study, they feel lost. It's not that they can't do these down-to-earth activities, but they get very bored and uncomfortable doing so. So we're going to continue to talk a little more about these two typologies. This is a very important aside. This is a little different than what most people, like we said, the first two letters, introversion and extroversion, a lot of people are familiar with, while this is a little different, but it's a very basic concept to try to understand. Again, S is our sensing, dealing with the down-to-earth practical world, and N's are intuitive, that deals with the theoretical and abstract ideas. And understanding this alone creates a tremendous opportunity for shalom and understanding of one another. Bracha v'atzlacha.